Mike, how important was it for your hitters and maybe yourself even to keep your composure when some of those ball strike calls didn't go your way, but you didn't lose anybody out of the game and you know, justice or whatever prevailed, I guess, later on. But you, nobody got too overworked and just walked away and took it.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you know, Fred McAllister was with us a long time in the scouting department. Said, you know, you have a hard time fighting City Hall. You know, it can be a distraction if you get too wrapped up. You know, we said our piece. We didn't just take it, but we said our piece. And, you know, guys, you know, had rightfully some opinions about it. But ultimately, it's about us taking care of what we can control. And I was very pleased that guys went with the right mindset of let's figure out a way to get this done. And, you know, listen, it's never, you know, ultimately about, you know, we got to figure out a way. So we don't want to place anything on anybody other than what we can do. So we stay focused and give the guys credit, and they continue to take good at bats and, you know, did what they could, which was enough.
How hard a decision was that for you to take Wainwright out in the sixth the way he was pitching, and then, of course, one strikeout away from 2000, yet you have Carpenter's, you know, great advance against Darvish in his career?
You know, at that point, we got to score, you know, and Waino had done his part. He probably, you know, we always feel like he's got a little bit more in the tank, but he'd done his part, and Carp, as you mentioned, had good numbers, sees Darvish pretty well, and we need to, you know, start to mount some at-bats together and put an offense together that allowed us to score. And, you know, Waino definitely did his part, and then Carp chimed in and, you know, roped a double. Big at-bat by Carp. We're going to, you know, he's going to take big at-bats for us. I'm confident of that. Carp's going to be a contributor for us for sure.
Not to be lost in the shuffle, but Carlson's throw to second in the eighth saved what could have been a big inning because they had another hit after that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that there's a lot of defense that don't want to get lost in the shuffle. That was a huge play. Played it perfectly. You know, saw it off the bat, went to go catch it, realized he couldn't, turned, knew his ballpark, got a good bounce, and then made a strike on the bag to get Caratini. So, like you mentioned, huge play to start the inning off, big play. You know, Edmund made two big plays early, one in the first on Cronenworth, you know, another one in the second on Myers, and then Goldie made a nice play on that dribbler that Caratini hit. So, defense was on point again tonight, and it was a big play by Dylan in that seventh inning, and, you know, big donut right there.
The obvious point of playing well is you're chasing a goal here, but how important was it to play well with those 2011 guys here watching you?
Yeah, that was special. You know, the night had magic to it before the game even started. I can't express the feelings and emotions that everybody, I'm sure, gets that lived through that, of course, in the organization then. And, you know, had a lot of those kids, young men, studs, legends, had a lot of them in the minor leagues. So it was a little bit of reunion for me as well to catch up with some of those guys. And, of course, you know, my favorite Cardinal of all time, which is hard to say, Chris Carpenter. It's always good to see him. But, yeah, it was special and good to see the recognition of that group. And it's good to see them for the game. You know, I know they've been together for the weekend, but good to see them, you know, Carp and Waino get out there for the picture. And, but just to see them interact with each other, that's a special bond. And it was just, you know, like most things, pretty much everything we do here was well done. Presentation, brought them out. And, of course, the crowd was tremendous as well. So it was a magical pregame ceremony for a magical team. And then more magic followed.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Schaefer, KMOV.
Mike, the word that Tyler O'Neill used was maturity, and talking about kind of his growth and being able to become a complete player. But what does it say to you about where he is right now, that after those first couple strikeouts might have been a disappointment, he's still locked into that moment and able to come through for you guys in the last at bat?
Well, I'm good to hear him. That's a tremendous word he used, and he's definitely matured. Not that he was immature before, but you grow into this. You know, you grow into it. There's experiences. There's a learning curve with it. He's gone through it. He's met everything head on, face on, as a real competitive human man. And I'm really impressed by him tonight. You know, it was some calls that perhaps weren't going his way tonight, and could have easily got frustrated. And, you know, in the moment he had some frustration to him, but he stayed present and very mature, and ended up taking a really good swing on a, you know, 2-strike slider. So it was a huge at bat, very mature, and I'm, you know, his self-evaluation is spot on. Proud of Tyler.
And what do you make of Wainwright's outing tonight? You mentioned thinking, yeah, you probably had more left in the tank, but you had to go for the runs there. But really just the 2 runs he gives up in the fourth with a bunch of singles. How did you see his stuff tonight?
Oh, his stuff was great. You know, a couple balls, you know, got a ball maybe up a hair that Machado was able to get out there, and Frazier found a hole. And probably the best swing was Tommy's to right center. But he kept composure, made his pitches. Cutter was really good. Sinker was really good. You know, retired 5 out of 6 leadoff hitters, first pitch strikes to a lot of guys. He just pitched really well. And, you know, again, he threw 93 pitches through 6. So he probably had another one in him, you know, if we wanted to go grab it. But again, at that point, we got to figure out a way to get on the board ourselves.
Thank you.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Mike, to Brendan's point, when we've talked to Tyler throughout the season periodically, he's always referenced the fact that he feels like he's still learning this league and learning the game and just trying to kind of figure it out. And now in September, it certainly seems that he has found that, you know, both offensively, defensively, and mentally, all three seems to be really clicking for him right now. How do you, from as a manager's perspective, notice when things like that clicking and players are starting to grow into who this club always believed they could be?
The consistency of what he's doing and the ability to make adjustments, you know, it's a challenging game. And, you know, I've said this for years about Tyler. He's a smart guy. Really is. He's a sharp guy. He's intentional about what he does. He's very dedicated to his craft, like our entire club pretty much. But he's taken advantage of the opportunity and experience he's gotten. He's made his adjustments. And he keeps his notes on guys. He's aware of what was going to happen with him. You know, he shares experience with other guys, but really just probably the biggest thing that allows him to have the consistency is he knows who he is. He knows who he is. He knows what's taking place, and he makes adjustments quick.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeff Jones, Bravo News Democrat.
Mike, this was the second time in the last 2 months we've seen Justin Miller pitch in a big league game. He gets 3-4-5 in the eighth in a game you're down by 2 and just kind of mows through it. How necessary are those innings? You know, you talk a lot about usage and rest and finding spots for guys in those chase innings. How necessary are those, and what spot is that for Justin in this game tonight?
That was huge. You know, he took down the heart of the order, 1-2-3, got him a win for us. And, you know, listen, the same 5 or 6 guys, you know, we use a lot of the, you know, we put them in the right spots. We pitch with guys with the lead. And you know, Justin was able to – it was his turn. You know, that's really the biggest thing about it is, you know, it's when it's their turn based on situation. And he was locked and loaded, ready to go. And you know, 100% first pitch strikes, a lot of strikes with his heaters, you know, did a great job, 1-2-3, and set us up for the bottom of the 8. Tremendous job. Stayed sharp mentally and physically.